Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
So, Todd, how does one get into the hedgehog business anyway?
Oh, it's actually hedge funds.
You think you're better than me?
No.
Welcome back here live on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. And, you know, do you think you're better than me? Do you really think you're better than me? You know I've been making jokes about that all night. We've been playing some funny clips, and that was Andy Samberg right then. Hedgehog business or the hedge fund business? You think you're better than me? So, when we're talking about being better than, a lot of times when we're comparing ourselves to other people, we can feel that they think that they're better than us. Like, why would they be doing this? And why would they be putting this up? And why would they be doing this on social media? Yeah. So we've been talking about fair comparison. Obviously not when we make comparisons with other people. So let's talk about this idea. And this was brought up to my attention the other day. I was selling a car. And the person I was talking to on the line was saying, you know, hey, well, you know, I used to have a car, the same car, the same make, the same same model, same make, and, you know, basically the same mileage. And, you know, how do you basically say that this car is worth this when I sold my car previously last year for that? And just like comparing cars, when we're trying to buy a car and making a comparison, it's not exactly correct, okay? The interior of the vehicle will or may be different. Maybe the interior is a certain, you know, production. Maybe it's a rarity. Maybe it's just in way better condition. Maybe it's a cool color you rarely see. Maybe there's different wheels, right? Maybe there's different tire, size tire. Maybe the treatment of the car from the previous owner is a lot better than the other car, or vice versa. It could be many, 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 like, miscellaneous factors, if you think about it, that can contribute to the comparison not being exact. So, let's think about that. Same make, model, and mileage. Now, we don't do that when we're comparing ourselves with other people.
Now, quick question, Ashley.
Yeah.
Was this your own car you're trying to sell, or somebody, like, say you're trying to get back at? Or
no, I
like
actually
that?
Sold a car last week. Uh-huh. I won't go into all the specifics, but I sold one of my cars last week. And, you know, it was just kind of like, you know, I sold it, and I love that car. But the point was is that there was a comment made about that. And I said, you can't make that comparison. You just can't, because your interior was black and this was red. All this stuff is different. And we don't even go to that extreme when we're comparing ourselves with someone else, especially when we're on social media. And I hate to use the word mileage, but if you're thinking about a human condition, that's kind of interesting too. You don't think about any of that. You don't think about any of that when you're making comparisons on yourselves. You know, the whole scale 1 to 10, 10, I'm feeling beyond great. 1, I'm feeling pretty bad. I might as well not even leave the house. When you're feeling like 1 to 4, 1 to 5, you make comparisons that have no reality whatsoever. You're not even comparing the same car, the same anything. Definitely not the same mileage, definitely not what's in there together. So what about also when we don't have enough information? You know, when you compare life to another, we're always missing information. You know, you see what you're shown. You see what is shown either by physically seeing them in person, or you see what is shown in a picture, but not anything else really, right? And I think in order to have the information, you would actually have to be them. You have to be in their shoes. So, Dano, you know, I think we've all done this before. And it's kind of like you look at, let's say, even say the blue and white social media type pages or other things, or even in person, you see that person and you see what's shown to you, what's given to you to make whatever kind of decisions. I'm not going to say they're rational. I'm going to say to make a decision. We've all made deductive reasoning by that and kind of made bad choices that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think everybody is capable of making, like, the wrong choice. You know what
like
I mean?
Even, let's say, like, let's go back to, like, New Year's. I know a lot of people went to some parties, and a lot of people were calling me up, telling me, oh, we went to these great New Year's parties, and the house was amazing, and the couple, oh, my gosh, they're so in love, and it's the best, you know, best family I've ever seen. It's like the Leave it to Beaver family. And then you go, they don't know any of the backstory, okay? But they see these people in these really nice outfits, let's just say it's like, you know, red satin, like the kids are wearing like red satin dresses, you know, with the grass grain ribbon wrapped around, you know, like their waist, and it's so cute and a little bow, yeah. And they get their hair up and it's all styled, and they're kind of all wearing like a matching shirt, right? And you go, oh, and they got all the pictures of them jumping up to like 2 feet off the ground, like at the beach all at the same time.
Yeah, it's also like
Keith's over here, you know, making
me sick.
Yeah, he's looking like he's gonna have a.
I'm not buying it.
And it's true,
well,
right?
It's kind of like the Amen pew at church.
The
Amen pew, you know, the one up front.
The Amen. Tell me more.
You know, the people who get up front, you know, Amen, Reverend, Hallelujah, oh, yeah. Praise oh, Jesus, yeah. You know.
The
but
okey-doke.
They want to be seen, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so they're all doing it because they're, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were sinning the night before.
Yeah, you ever heard the song by Ray Stevens? It's called the Mississippi Squirrel Revival.
Wow, we're going to have to. The Mississippi Squirrel Revival. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good one. We'll have to get back to that because that sounds like something we'll have to play that next week. We'll have to do that.
Okay, I'll put it on the list.
Put it on the list because that's something that's interesting.
It's in queue. That's a radio term, folks.
It's in queue. I don't know if we'll have to use like the dump button. I don't know what kind of cuss words are in that. But anyway, you know, I don't know what kind of moonshine they're drinking, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, so Keith, you know what I'm talking about. You've seen that where you see the pictures where like they're all jumping like 2 feet off the ground all at the same time. Oh, and it's so cute, and it's festive, and they're in Florida, they're in Tampa or wherever, and they're like, this is our family vacation. And they're like, and they have every picture's like that, different ones, you know?
I would wonder about those people. I don't know, I just think there's a sense of reality, and you know, as far as every day comparing ourselves to other people, that's about our own insecurities, you know? But back to the blue and white, you know, can we say Facebook? I'm sure we can. You know, we talk about that. Though.
I think you just did.
I just did.
Can we? Okay, you're supposed to ask permission after.
I don't use Twitter, and I don't, you know. But,
you don't use Twitter?
But I remember when that first came out. Like,
I use Twitter.
I had a MySpace account. And
MySpace!
Because I'm a voiceover guy, and I've done acting things. So I go, this is cool. This is a cool way to promote myself. And then I started getting invitations for Facebook, and I'm like, why do I need Facebook if I have MySpace? And but I got on Facebook, and my first thought was like, well, I don't want people seeing, you know, I don't want people looking at my stuff and this and that. And here we are, I mean, 8 years later, and I'm as guilty as anybody putting, you know, if I go to, you know, I've been going to say, you know, I'm dating somebody in San Francisco, and I go out there a lot. And I mean, I take pictures just because we're happy and it's a beautiful place and whatever. But you
that's
know,
okay.
I guess
that's
I'm
okay.
I guess I'm kind of boasting, you know, and there's probably people who have, God forbid, unfriended me because they're so sick of seeing it, but I'm so in love.
Too.
Well, I mean, but I'm realizing I'm part of the problem too. But
you have to be part of the solution, not the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but you know, okay, it's one thing. Okay, so Keith, you brought up a good. You got brought up a good point.
Yeah,
I'm not saying you need to hide your happiness. I'm not saying you need to sit there and you're like, if you're in front of a really amazing, like, you know, scene in like San Francisco and you're with the person you love, I'm not saying that you should go find, you know, a good alleyway with dumpster and y'all take a picture with a big frown where you have like something over their hair where you're going to punch them. No, we're not saying that. I just think that a lot of times, like you said, insecurities, and I think insecurities on both sides. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something because it's like we make a lot of assumptions like when we compare. And I think that also, it's kind of like we hyper-stress that in our life, you know? It's like, we have to, like, to fill in the blanks of our perspective, because it's cool to be happy. You're allowed to be happy. You're allowed to say, hey, I'm happy, I'm in love, and I found somebody that gets me, and it's all good. But it's a different thing, I think, to... And you know what? And we don't even have to go into that argument because we're not actually figuring out why they do what they do. We're trying to figure out ourselves. So they can go plaster anything they want up on their, okay, now we're saying it, Facebook or Twitter or whatever. But we have to be grounded in ourselves to say, you know what? I don't know what that is. I don't know what that means. I want to be happy for them at the point that, you know, I hope that they're really in love, and I hope that things are good, and God bless them. And I'm going to like that, or I'm going to make a comment and say, looking good, you know what I mean? Or, hey, because you care, you know, because you go, I really want the best for somebody, instead of comparing with them, because there really isn't any comparison. I mean, a lot of times we lose ourselves in this, I want to be, you know, what do you think, you're better than me? You think all this good stuff, you know? But we're going to talk more about this, because a lot of times it's all smoke and mirrors, and really that's what it's all about. And we're going to talk about what comparison really is and how it really is the thief of absolutely something, but you won't know that until our next segment. So stay tuned, because you know what? Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in, yeah, two shakes.
Now where will you sleep, you ice queen? You think you're better than me? You're not better than me.
150 miles per gallon. Feeling the wind in your hair. Smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour. Never worrying about parking. Lightweight, sturdy, and the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future. Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation. Like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear, brand new lightweight motorized bikes for under $3,000. Starting at $750, the JakeBike.com offers made-for-you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel-efficient transportation with style. Check out the JakeBike.com to order yours today. That's the JakeBike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. The JakeBike.com.